I'm Rick Henson with this check of sports on KJAN. In Friday's high school soccer action and girls play, it was Atlantic over Denison Schleswig 4-0, with Jada Jensen and Lindy Eblin having two goals each. Pella Christian defeated Van Meter in girls soccer 2-1, and it was Tri-Center over Missouri Valley 7-1. In boys soccer action, it was Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln over Glenwood 3-1, Council Bluffs' TJ defeating Logan Magnolia 4-0. Denison Schleswig was a 10-0 winner over Atlantic, and Harlan beat Carroll 3-0. In other soccer action from Friday, Missouri Valley was a 2-1 winner over Tri-Center. Trainer beat West Central Valley, Nottoway Valley 6-0. Underwood beat AHSDW 5-4, and Van Meter was a 3-0 winner over Pella Christian. In Class 1A boys sectional golf play at Coon Rapids on Friday, Fort Dodge St. Edmund took the team district qualifier with a total score of 324. Coon Rapids Baird was in second place with a 343 to qualify. Earlham placed third with a 346. Audubon's score was 350. Glidden Ralston 409. Individual top five all-district qualifiers include St. Edmund's Drew Shaver, who shot a 75, Coon Rapids Baird Joseph Ramirez, who shot 78, T.J. Harkins from Earlham, who shot an 81, Devin Wirtz from St. Edmund, who shot an 82, and Audubon's Joey Schramm, who shot an 83. Audubon individuals include Joey Schramm with the aforementioned 83, Jay Remsburg with an 87, Carter Andreessen shot an 88, Aiden Ault a 92, and Teddy Duvall, 103. Derek Bald shot a score of 105 altogether for that matchup. Class 2A boys sectional golf at Shenandoah on Friday. Trainer had a top team score of 322 for the qualifying for the districts. Clarinda was second at 340. Underwood was in third place with a score of 341. Shenandoah's team score amounted to 344. Tri-Center, 346. Missouri Valley, 370. Red Oak, 399. And the top five individual qualifiers were Shenandoah's Carter Ruzick with a 73, Trainer's Ethan Cones with a 76, and Joey Cones with a 77. Clarinda's Cooper Neal was a top five district qualifier with a 77. Grant Way from Tri-Center qualified with a 79, and Kobe Fink of Underwood qualified with a score of 79 also. Well, St. Albert and Cam advanced out of the Class 1A Boys Golf Sectional at the Dunlap Golf Course on Friday. The Falcons and Cougars will move on to district play next Friday at Crestwood Hills Golf Course in Oneida. St. Albert took first place with a score of 332. Cam was second with a 353. Boyer Valley came in third with a 360 team score. Logan Magnolia was fourth at 362. Exira EHK placed fifth with a 389. Riverside was sixth with a 395. And Griswold was seventh with a 410 score. Top five individual district qualifiers include St. Albert's Brett Klusman with a 75, Jacob Fetter from Logan Magnolia, who shot a 82, Clay Roberts from Boyer Valley shot 84, also shooting 84 was Trey Peterson of Exira EHK and St. Albert's Land Sunberg. In Class 3A boys sectional golf at Atlantic boys came up short in the team race, but they did send three individuals onto the districts. ADM was in first place with a team qualifying score of 316. Carroll was second with a qualifying score of 322. Atlantic just missed the top team qualifiers with a 325. Greene County had a 348 for fourth place. Harlan was fifth with a 360. Glenwood sixth with a 368. Denison was in seventh with a 371. Perry came in eighth with a 422. For Atlantic, individual qualifiers include Braden Smith, Dre Newell, and Garrett McLaren. All three shot an 80. Lane Nelson shot an 85. Cruz Weaver had a total score of 103. And Roth Denbesty had a score of 88. Atlantic head coach Ed Denbesty said, "We knew going into this meet that it was going to be tough. We figured out that we needed to shoot in the 310s to win and probably needed to be in the low 320s to get second and move on. We were close," he said. 325 is a good score, but not enough to move on. Pretty amazing, he said, that we sent three individuals onto districts but didn't move on as a team. Well, in Class 1A boys sectional golf at Mobile, the team scores include Kingsley Pearson in first place and qualifying with a score of 369. Westwood was also a qualifier with a 377. Woodbine placed third with a 390. Woodbury Central, West Monona, Lawton Bronson, and Siouxland Christian round out the team scores. Also, longtime Atlantic assistant basketball coach Jeremy Blake will now get the chance to lead his own squad. Blake has been hired as the new head boys basketball coach at Nottoway Valley. He'll take over for legendary coach Daryl Burmeister, who's stepping down from his teaching duties at Nottoway Valley this spring. Burmeister has over 600 career wins to his name and is the only coach combined Nottoway Valley District has ever had. Blake said he's excited for the opportunity and knows that he has some really big shoes to fill. He said it was a really difficult decision to leave Atlantic, where he's been for the last 10 years. He'll assume teaching duties with the Nottoway Valley District as well, and said he's excited for the new challenges that brings. Blake and his wife Michelle will stay teaching in the Atlantic District and still be the head volleyball coach for the Trojans. You listen to the full interview with Coach Blake on our sports page at KJAN.com. The IHSAA and IGHSAU released the tentative list of state track qualifiers for all events and classes Friday afternoon. You can find out who qualified and the links in the same story on the sports page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in sports, Iowa State women's basketball and head coach Bill Fennelly announced the addition of Beatrice Giordo, a 6'3" junior transfer from South Florida. Fennelly said, "We're excited to add Beatrice to our Iowa State family. She will add needed post depth and experience and maturity to our young roster. Beatrice is an outstanding person," he says, "and I know she will add a great deal on and off the court." Giordo, who hails from Pombal, Portugal, competed for 3 seasons with South Florida. She's appeared in 63 games with the Bulls, averaging 4.4 points, 3.6 rebounds, while shooting 49.6% from the field. She also has competed in numerous FIBA events for her home country, Portugal, and most recently competed in the 2019 FIBA U20 Women's European Championship, where she averaged 6.1 points, 1.9 rebounds, and 1.0 assists. Giordo will have 2 seasons of eligibility remaining. The Iowa Cubs announced updated COVID-19 protocols Friday in response to new recommendations for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and Major League Baseball. The CDC announced they have eased mask restrictions for individuals who are fully vaccinated. According to an update on the Iowa Cubs website, a memo from Major League Baseball in response to the CDC guidance removes designated buffer zones around dugouts and bullpens and drops mask requirements made by the MLB. The Iowa Cubs highly encourage continued mask use for non-vaccinated fans, but masks will not be required at Principal Park in Des Moines. Fans participating in on-field promotions will be required to wear a mask. Seating previously closed off in the park will be reopened, and tickets will be sold as reserved seats on a first-come, first-served basis. Season ticket holders will be allowed to return to their regularly assigned seating on June the 8th. The ballpark is expanding tickets in skybox seats to 20 tickets. The iCubs and Hy-Vee are continuing to provide vaccines for fans who are eligible on game days. And as an incentive to get vaccinated, the fans will receive a free general admission ticket to a future game, a hot dog, and a drink when they are vaccinated. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN Sports.